Hey, Wonderlings, I have a great special little surprise for you. Today, I am going to offer my quick commentary on It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, in honor of Halloween today. It's not going to be very long, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's go. Basically, it's going to be my commentary. I'm going to watch it and just kind of go based on what I'm watching. So let's get started here. All right, we got Linus and Lucy. They come out of the house. He picks up an apple, takes a bite, throws it in the trash. What a good recycler. Good for him. Now, they live close to a pumpkin patch here. He's kicking up some leaves, and that sun is huge there, like really huge. Now, this is supposed to be near Halloween. Why haven't these pumpkins all been bought up? Now, do these belong to their parents? Linus is going through checking out the best pumpkin to pick. Whenever he picks one up, Lucy's like, no, 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 not that one. Then he picks up this giant one that probably weighs more than he does. I don't see how the hell he's trying to carry this thing. But he decides, well, I'm just going to roll it along. He tries to go through the slat in the fence with it, but of course the pumpkin's too big. So he has to go all the way around to the end of the fence. And he's rolling it. I don't think that pumpkins can really roll that way, but then again, what do I know? So, he's doing that. Oh, and he ends up getting caught up in the pumpkin as it's rolling, falls flat on his face, and he's got a concussion. Lucy doesn't give a shit. She's like, just bring the fucking pumpkin into the house, and he trudges up the stairs with it. She's laying out some newspaper. He's putting it down on the newspaper. She brings a knife. Where the hell are their parents? She's got a big fucking butcher knife here. All right, let's stab this thing and cut open its top. Linus is really freaked out. Like, holy shit. Oh my God, you didn't say you were going to kill it. He's four. What? He's got to be at least, what, maybe 5'6"? She's got to be probably about 8. He's never seen his parents cut open a pumpkin before. Yeah, he's traumatized. So Lucy and the kids, they all go out dressed as a witch, a couple witches. Someone's got a coonskin cap. A couple are ghosts. They see some bats at a really creepy shed that's got its windows all busted out. They are seeing creepy pumpkins. And they're all running around. Oh, there's some skeletons there. Oh my God, they're freaked out. Oh, there's a giant black cat that's going to claw at their faces. Where the hell are they going? Oh, now here's a witch on a broom. Oh, now they're running through the pumpkin patch. That's close to... Oh, and we get the logo. It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Yep, that's great. Written by Charles M. Schultz. Now Snoopy's just chilling as the leaves are falling down. There's some more leaves. Now he's blowing it up in the air, trying to keep it in the air as Charlie is gathering all the leaves into a giant pile. Snoopy blows one onto the top of the pile. Linus is licking this ginormous, as big as his head, lollipop. And he's like, oh my gosh, a leaf pile, I'm going to jump in it. So he goes running into it, jumps with his lollipop. His lollipop, along with his whole mouth, is stuffed with leaves. Ew. Those things are probably dirty and wet, and Charlie's pissed. Charlie Brown is pissed. He's like, damn it, Linus, you fucking idiot. Lucy, of course, comes with her fucking football. Like, hey, Charlie, I'm going to hold this football. You're going to kick it. I'm going to pull it out from under you. He's like, you know what? You do that every fucking time. I'm not falling for it. What happens? He's like, well, maybe this time she won't do that. Yeah, right. She's done it 100 times. She's going to do it this time. She's probably going to do it next time. She's like, oh, I won't do that. Don't worry. Like, what? You do that every time. Damn it. Why should I trust you? Ugh. Like, all right. Let me give it a shot. La, 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 la. Let's see here. Ow, ow, ow. I'm not doing it. He's got to psych himself out. Oh, she's got a letter. Saying, oh, don't worry, I signed an affidavit, you won't have to. She pulls it out from under him, like, you know what, the thing about this letter, you should, it's supposed to be notarized, and it's not. Linus is busy writing to the Great Pumpkin, like he'd be writing to Santa Claus. He's like, oh, bring me lots of presents. this and that. Charlie Brown's like, what are you, why are you doing this? He's like, oh, he's going to leave me lots of presents. And I'm going to go sit in the pumpkin patch all night. He's like, oh, cripes. Really? Oh, you're full of crap. La, 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 la. Like, no, I'm going to do it. I don't care what you say. I still believe in him. Ah, brother, brother, brother. La, la, la. Snoopy gets wind of this. He's like, what the hell is he writing? Dogs can't read anyway. He's like, ah, you piece of shit. You're so stupid. Ah, oh, he's laughing up his ass. Snoopy. Yeah, Lucy's watching TV. He's like, oh, you believe this idiot? Oh, my God. Really? He puts his arm around. And then she goes, grabs Snoopy by the ass and the neck and chucks him out of the scene. Then Lucy's like, what are you doing? Why are you writing the Great Pumpkin? He doesn't fucking exist. Like, I don't care. I'm going to write to him. He's going to leave me lots of stuff, lots of presents and all that good stuff. Like, you should be coming to this Halloween party that's being thrown. Nah, I'm going to sit in the field, wait for him. I don't know who this girl is with the orange dress and the orange bow in her hair. When I watch this with Jeremy, I'm like, really? Well, he's right in how everyone thinks you're a fake, but I believe in you. And P.S., if you really are fake, don't tell me. Lucy comes over. She's like, oh, what are you doing, Linus? She's all up on him. She's like, oh, I love this boy so much. She's like, oh, I'll go out there and wait with you because I love you. Oh, I love you so much. Hearts are floating above her head. And he's like, oh, yeah, the Great Pumpkin. Come hang out with me in the field. And, of course, Charlie's like, what the hell are you doing to my little sister? Stop filling her head with nonsense. And he gets really angry, pulls her away, like, stay away from my sister. Yeah. Linus just rolls his eyes, licks the envelope, puts a stamp on it, goes to put it in the mailbox. Lucy's like, seriously, no, 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 no. Why are you doing this? And she's following him out to the mailbox. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm going to do it. Ah, I got to use my blankie to get it open. There's a U.S. mailbox. It looks really official. Not like a regular mailbox that you probably go and put stuff into. And it just magically floats in there. And he's like, oh, I got it. Charlie Brown's like, yes, 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 I got an invite to so-and-so's party. Can you believe it? He's like, Lucy's like, check the damn letter. Read it. There are two lists. One is for people who are invited and another is for people that aren't. Charlie Brown looks at the list like, oh, fuck. I'm on the do not invite list. Damn it. Linus parades past him carrying a welcome, Great Pumpkin. Welcome. I'm going to go and sit out in the pumpkin patch. And here I sit waiting. I got my sign. Sally's making her costume. Giant ass scissors that could easily cut off someone's arm. She's freaked out when she looks at the blanket that she's got some holes cut out in. All these kids got ghost costumes. Every damn one of them. Lucy's got this really ugly witch mask with a red witch's hat. And she's looking at Sally like, come on. What are you doing? Like, oh, no. I'm going to hang out with Linus in the pumpkin patch. Like, no, you should be coming to the Halloween party. I mean, you're invited. Come with us. She's like, no, no, no. I'm going to support him because none of you do. And he's like, there's bantering back and forth. Seriously? Oh, there's another person coming as a witch. There's Pigpen. Someone's went way out of control with the scissors. He's got holes all over his damn blanket, his bed sheet here. Can only guess who the hell that is. Snoopy's all dressed up like the Red Baron. I could care less because, oh, yeah, before they go to this party or they go trick-or-treating, they have to, like, tell Linus, come on, Linus, let's go to the party. He's like, no, I'm going to wait for the Great Pumpkin. He's going to show up. I believe in him. I have faith in him. He will be here. And if I'm not here, he won't give me tricks or treats. Lucy's like, hey, I'll hang out with you. He's like, yes, all right, another believer. That's great. I need all the support I can get. And then she's like, oh, if you hold my hand, I'm going to slug you. And first of all, it's like, girl, you have the crush on him. He really could care less. He just wants you to support him in his belief of the Great Pumpkin. So I don't know her deals. Oh, he's so happy. Ah. Why is she going? I thought she was okay. Now she's in another, going from house to house. Each house is throwing out like a handful of candy. Someone gets like a yellow box of something. Then Charlie Brown gets a rock a couple times. Like, what the hell? Why are you giving him a rock? Oh my goodness. So they're still, she's like, oh, can you get me some for my brother who couldn't make it because he's too stupid and he's hanging out in the pumpkin patch? Like, seriously? Oh my goodness. So, of course, we got to get through Snoopy's little delusion here of being a World War I flying ace or something. It's like, come on, Snoopy, I don't care. Boring, boring, boring. They need this filler. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I don't care. Okay, now he's walking, trudging through fields and all that stuff. They came back. The kids all came back with treats. Like, hey, look, you missed out on this. Like, yeah, you really did. Ah, you suck. We're going to go to the party. Like, no, no, I believe him. I believe the Great Pumpkin. Damn it, he better fucking show. He better fucking show. If I miss out on trick-or-treats, I'm kicking your ass, Linus. He's rolling his eyes. Like, oh, he's sweating. Like, oh, God. Now they're going to use Charlie Brown's head as a diagram for how to carve the perfect pumpkin. And putting eyes, nose, all that stuff. He's embarrassed. I'm like, come on. Why are you doing this to me? You always do this. So, Lucy is putting her face in the Bob for an Apple. She pulls one out, but guess who else has got a grip on the other end? It's Snoopy. Yeah, he wanted to party too. So she's all freaked out. Oh my God, I just touched dog lips. Ew. Yeah, I'm sure he was chewing on his balls earlier. Come on, Lucy. It's fine. Dog saliva is supposedly the cleanest thing in the world. Yeah, I guess. So she freaks out, runs around. Schroeder here's got his piano. He's playing a tune. Snoopy's dancing to it. Then it goes into a little sad song. He's like, oh, God, no, this is so sad. Cry, 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 cry. And he goes out. Great Pumpkin. She's pissed. Sally's pissed off. Like, what the hell? You promised he'd be here. You damn liar. I'm going home. You ruined my life. I'm never going to forget this. She leaves. And he's like, no, no, no. He'll come. He'll come. I promise. So it's like 4 a.m. Lucy's in bed. She looks. Linus's room is empty. Like, where the hell? Is he in that damn pumpkin patch still? So she goes out. He's probably got hypothermia. I don't know. It's like 30, 20 degrees outside. She brings him in. He's barely conscious. Lays out on the bed. She covers him up. He's knocked out for the night. Yep, he's knocked out. Then he and Charlie Brown are discussing the Great Pumpkin. I can't believe I was deceived. Next year it'll be better, blah, blah, blah. And all that good stuff. So that is the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will post it later tonight around 11:30. So that was a little quickie. I hope you guys liked it. A lot of fun stuff. I had to get through it fast because I have to go to work or I'll be late. Have a great Halloween, everybody.